This is AJ Fredrickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU softball team, Paula Uren. And coach, yesterday, Wednesday, was a fantastic day for your squad. Two big wins over Bemidji State University, an 8-5 win and a 4-1 win. Now that you've had some time to kind of digest the games, what are your takeaways?
Yeah, I think for us, the key was really just getting some solid defense behind our pitching. You know, this time of year, the pitchers are getting pretty worn down. They've thrown a lot of innings, and you know, they just really need to be able to trust their defense, that they can throw the pitch to the right spot, and the D's going to clean it up behind them. So I think we really felt that yesterday. The pitchers had a lot of confidence in their defense, and the defense came through with some great plays, some huge double play outs when we really needed them, when Bemidji was starting to put a good push on us. We came up some great plays in the infield. So, you know, and for offensively, you know, right now we really know what our game plan is. We just got to keep getting runners on base and find a way to scrap out one more run than the other team.
And you mentioned your pitching. One of the pitchers that you mentioned when I first walked into your office today was Brady Yost, who hasn't thrown the most innings out there, but she's looked very, very good. Talk about how she's looked on the mound from the coaching aspect.
Sure. I mean, Brady's just a competitor. She came to us as a junior college transfer and then unfortunately got hurt this fall. So, you know, she's been working her way back and she's been itching to get out there. And we've been giving her some spot time throughout the spring season here, and you know, her opportunity came up, and man, she definitely took it and just ran with it, and she was totally a game changer for us. And you could just feel the energy on the bench. The kids love watching her pitch. She's fun, and she's just a brick house out there. She goes out there, she competes and does her job and did it really well. And for us, it's great to see that we needed that depth coming in, and it was just fun to see her get on the field and help us win a game.
Yeah, especially the depth needed there in the bullpen and just pitching in general with Kate Kopeck out, who recently, you said, short timetable for returning. You want to touch on what her injury was?
Yeah, you know, just kind of the year got nicked up, stepped on the catcher's foot and rolled her foot a little bit and never really had an ankle sprain before. So we're just working through, you know, a little bit mobility. But, you know, she's pretty tough. She knows what her role is on the team and how bad we need her back on the field. So, you know, she's grinding it out in the training room right now trying to get back. And you know, she's going to do everything she can to get back on the field as quickly as possible here. And, you know, hopefully by next week, she'll be set to go.
Any big adjustments that you've had to make shifting who plays where or how you maybe put pitchers into the ball game to kind of work around Kopeck being out?
Yeah, you know, when Kate pitches, she's usually in the flex role in the 10 spot, so she's not really hitting. So for us, it's just finding another person in that spot. And then when Kylie Thompson pitches, she's usually in the lineup as a starting player, position player. And so for us, it's been a little bit of moving around. In fact, Kate went in for her one time in a Minot game, and Kate doesn't really hit often, and came up with one of the rally starting singles. So again, another just good key pivotal moment for us. So for us, you know, we're pretty set with our position players right now, but what we really, really need are those key performances off the bench. And when your number's called, hey, step up, you know, get the job done and rally the team around it.
And speaking of that, somebody who really stepped up yesterday in your doubleheader was Haley McFarland. 4 hits, 6 RBIs yesterday. Talk about just her play.
Yeah, you know, before the game, we had talked about how Brady just, you know, was the spark. And, hey, who was going to be the next person up? We just really needed someone to, you know, get the team going today and then bring a couple people with you. And Haley's always been that really positive teammate. And, you know, she's had a fantastic first year and just slugging the crap out of the ball. She's, you know, goes up and she makes good adjustments. And yesterday she knew that we were down another player as well, too. Anna Roth was out for the day. And I just said, hey, get up there and swing the stick. And she definitely made a good adjustment. That grand slam was huge. You know, every player, that's like a dream hit. And then to come up with another home run the next game, you know, she was just dialed in and she knew we needed her and she was able to step up to the plate to say.
This weekend is going to be another big action-packed filled one. Friday, you guys have Winona State on deck in the Dome. And then the next day, Saturday, you have Upper Iowa coming to town. What do you expect to see out of your team this weekend?
Well, you know, right now Winona's sitting top 10 in the polls. You know, they've been picked as one of the preseason favorites coming out. So for us, it's, hey, how do we match up? You know, we keep saying all year, like, just work every day to get as good as we can get, and let's see what's going to happen. So, you know, we know it's going to be a challenge. They have some good pitching. They can definitely hit the ball. But, you know, hey, take it as an opportunity to see what we can do against that type of team. And so Coach Jones does a great job with his program, and he'll become ready to play in the Dome. But we've had some luck in here. We've taken out of the last 4 years, we've taken two from them in the Dome. So maybe we just get a couple extra lucky bounces, and we'll be set. And And then Upper Iowa comes in, and they're, again, another well-coached team. Amanda Bradford does an excellent job getting her team ready to play. And we've always gone back and forth with them. So, again, it's just kind of who takes advantage of the execution opportunities. They're going to be there for both teams. Just who wins their chances. And I think, you know, if we can capitalize on the opportunities we have, we should hopefully come out with a game that we're proud of how we performed.
And this is going to be one of the last kind of weekends before you head back on the road in what seems like a homestand that's never ended for you. Some of the other teams haven't been as fortunate. So talk about just what it's been like to pretty much stay in your own facilities for such a long period of time.
You know, for us, the timing's great with such a young roster. I mean, nine freshmen, four sophomores, and a senior that's student teaching every day. It's been, you know, for us, the best calm before the storm, because everyone gets a chance to stay in class. They have an opportunity to focus on their academics, get some sleep, and then, you know, get our opportunities right here in the Husky Dome. So, yeah, you know, we're fortunate a lot of teams haven't gotten off the bus yet this spring. They're just constantly searching. They've had games canceled. You know, again, hats off to our administration and rec sports for opening up the dome for us. We've, you know, played at some different times, but they always make it work for us. So, you know, without it, we would be sitting here twiddling our thumbs like a lot of other teams. And the idea is you get 4 years to compete. And, you know, if you get half your season cut out because of the winter, you know, I just always feel bad for the seniors that they don't have an opportunity. So this year we're home and we've enjoyed our time here. And hopefully we just keep taking advantage of playing, you know, just right out here outside the office.
Do you think your team might be affected at all from being at home for so long and then finally heading back on the road? Will there be any transition time?
You know, there is. That's a great question, because a lot of the team bonding and building is when you're on the road, you know, eating out at the dinner and traveling on the bus and the hotel experience. And, you know, we had a really fun trip up to Minot and Mary. And so that is a great thing, because there's other teams that they are using those team building opportunities. And so there's some sort of camaraderie when you're together and you're on the road and, you know what everybody's going to do. And instead of kind of living just kind of your normal everyday life. And so we have talked about that, like, don't let the routine of being at home distract us from, like, hey, today's game day. You know, don't make it just another day in the dome. Like, this is an important day. So, yeah, you know, hopefully we are taking the positive side of it. But I do see that other teams, you know, grow closer the more that they're on the road together. It's kind of like a battle cry, right? Like, we're on the road again. We're road warriors. So hopefully we can be the opposite and be home warriors instead.
We'll have to see this weekend. Good luck to you and your team this weekend for sure. And for more SCSU sports coverage, make sure to go online to kvsc.org/sports for all your coverage right there. Coach, thank you so much for having me in your office today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.